Yeah.
Oh yeah, the 5 feet, he was a cowpuncher neat from Arizona's fair climes. He lived in the saddle, and he punched most the cattle from here to the Mexican land. Now his riding was classy, and his roping was sassy, and he loved to mix, mingle, and maul. Not much of a thinker, he was more of a drinker, he could hold up his end in a brawl. He had a face like a hatchet, and a head made to match it, and a nose like a pelican's beak. His legs was all bowed, and he was pigeon-toed, with a chin that was 1 mile a week. He lived in the weather, and his skin was like leather, and his hands was all hardy and rough. You could tell by his stride, he was just made to ride, no bronc for him was too tough. He was a very good hand, he had a whole lot of sand, and a voice like a bellerin' bull. Pretty much of a brag, and had chewin' the rag, now he was a whole corral bull. Oh, they once told a tale about him, the trail was seeking the ranges to ride. For they'd hung up a bounty in Yavapai County for whoever could bring in his hide. So he rode to a ranch and he asked if by chance they needed a good buckaroo. They says you look rough, not tough enough, as a bronc feeler he wouldn't do. So he rode o'er a rise, just a batting his eyes and a looking down into a swale. And he came to the lair of a she-grizzly bear. She was out a-holing the trail. Well, he took a long strand of barbed wire in hand and a-crawling along on the ground. He made a big scoop for that barbed wire loop, and they went around and around. Oh, he mounted that bear with a handful of hair and gore and quirt, used a live rattlesnake. And they rode in a rush back down through the brush, oh, swearing this beast he would break. To the ranch he did go, an old Pete hard woe, and he asked the boss what he would pay. He said, my mount is docile, just rid her a mile, we're out job hunting today. Oh, the boss called his stack and says, come into the shack, I think that you might be all right. That growling she bear that you're riding right there just ate up my range boss last night. Oh, yeah, but 5 feet, he couldn't be beat, had a loot and shooting and sin. And the chuck wagon dick was a sure whole wreck, but oh, yeah, but 5 feet put it in. Oh, he fanned his guns fast, but they got him at last, and he died with his boots on his feet. Here the Wild West was rid of a dangerous kid with the passing of Yavapai Pete.